with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking spices, sauces, marinades, and we've covered a couple of them. But guess what? Barbecue Bob, we got somebody on the grilling line right now that might know more about this than I do, I'm sure.
That's right. He's the newest member of our board of directors, Chef Andy from Four Chefs. How are you, son?
Doing well. Yourself, Dad?
Hey, we're doing great. And we're just talking marinades and spices and rubs and I had to reach out to you this week and say, this is what we're doing. You tend to be a really good marinade guy. And I thought, man, you've got to have a couple cards up your sleeve. Show your hand.
I do. So for a marinade, there are four key elements to a good marinade. You need a good acid, fat, salt, and flavor. And of course, there's time. So you can call it 4.5 or 5, however you want to count. Depends on where you're from. So from Lowell, we call it 5.
Say those again, Andy, so people can write them down in the dust on their dash.
Acid, fat, salt, flavors, and time.
And you're not talking about the spice time. You're talking about the element.
Correct, okay. The element of time. A good marinade, you need about, you can go as low as 4 hours up to 12 hours. I don't go more than 12 hours just because if you get too much acid in there, it can make your meat tough.
Well, and that's what I was saying in the last segment when Randy and I were talking about the chimichurri is it depends on the protein you're doing, what percentage of your marinade is acidic,
yep,
and at what temperature you're on and how much time you have, because sometimes
Correct.
We just
exactly.
don't have the time.
Correct. Yep. So you can get the good flavors in about 3 to 4 hours. You can have a good marinade. You really want to make sure you tenderize your, if you're using beef, a steak, tenderize your meat with a fork, which means like piercing the meat. So you take your fork and just poke it in the meat, and then you add your marinade on top. You want a 3-to-1 ratio for oil or fat to acid. So what I mean is if you have 1 cup of acid, apple cider vinegar, and oil, or your fat would be 3 cups. So if you have too much acid, then it would not work out well, your marinade. And then I always put in fresh herbs, so like fresh rosemary or thyme into my marinade for like a steak. And then your salt, I use kosher salt. I feel like that's the best salt out there for you for marinating the steak.
Better than sea salt?
You can use sea salt too. I could use that as well, but most people have kosher salt in their cupboard.
And most people have kosher salt on their recipes, I've noticed. And
correct.
I use sea salt.
Yep.
So I'm always, you can have so many scientific conversations about salt and marinating and pre-salting and all that about your meat that it can drive you crazy.
Exactly.
So what are your thoughts on yogurt?
I love it. Yogurt is a great acid. I actually made a tandoori chicken, and I marinated it in a Greek yogurt.
Sure.
And it turned out wonderful. It was so tender. I used chicken, so we did a chicken tandoori. So I took the yogurt, and then I took the, like, I toasted cumin. So I put it in a saute pan, toasted it, get that flavors in, and then I added a little chili powder, turmeric, ginger.
So you garlic. Toasted your cumin?
Yeah, so it adds another layer of flavor.
How do you do that?
There's natural oils in the seasonings when you buy them in the store.
Right.
So if you add it to a pan just to heat them up a little bit, you get more flavor in that way.
But I've only seen cumin that's powdered or ground.
Correct, and that's what you use.
Oh.
So you add it to the saute pan. You don't add any oil or anything like that. You add your, like, teaspoon or tablespoon of cumin, whatever, however your ratio is for your recipe, and you just lightly toast it, and you can smell it.
Oh.
And then you add that to your marinade or whatever you're using it for.
So what does that do to the flavor of the cumin?
It just adds more. It opens up the oils in the spice. So there are natural oils in the spices like cumin, chili powder, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, those kind. It has natural oils in there, so then it just bursts it open.
Awesome.
So, Andy, this is heady stuff. I mean, we're talking the chemistry of cooking, which is what a marinade is. Let's bring this back. What I'd like to do is everybody that listens to us at some point during each week, it seems, they're using skinless, boneless chicken breasts.
Okay.
And they're hard to make juicy. They're hard to make flavorful. So I guess what I'd like to do is, can you talk about a marinade that you would make and what might be in it, and then what you would do to a chicken breast with a particular marinade? So marry the marinade to the chicken, if you would, please.
Yep. Okay. So I would take 1 cup of apple cider vinegar, 3 cups of olive oil, 2 sprigs of fresh thyme, 1 sprig of fresh rosemary, fresh garlic. I would take 3 to 4 cloves of fresh garlic, chop that up, and then kosher salt. I would use about a teaspoon of kosher salt, and then I would combine all those ingredients. So you would
what type of vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
You would have to take the fresh thyme off the sprig, and the same with the rosemary. So when you buy it in the store, you have a big stalk in a way. You take that off. You go against like the stick itself, so it comes off easily.
Start at the top and slide your hand down to the bottom, exactly. And it'll all pop off there. Yep.
Correct. Yep.
And then your hand smells really good.
It does. It really does.
I wonder if that's where Rosie Palm came from.
Huh. You would chop all that together. You would have your minced garlic, add it to your oil and your apple cider vinegar, and then you would pour that over your chicken breast, and then you would wrap it in plastic wrap, put it in a container, wrap it in plastic wrap, refrigerate it for 3 to 4 hours, and then when you're ready to grill, I take it out at room temperature for about a half hour before I grill it. You want to take some of the marinade off, because if you have too much oil when you go to a hot grill, you're going to create a big flame, and you might need to get a fire extinguisher. So you don't want too much oil on that grill, or you'll burn it.
So you're going to go on really low heat.
Yes, I would go low heat.
I would.
Low and slow.
Now, when I do chicken breasts like that, because of the nature of our processed food here, you get the same teardrop breast from no matter who you get your meat from.
Yep.
I tend to want to open that up a little bit, and I find a small, pointy, flat part on the end, and I cut that off. And
yep.
Try and end up with a bigger chunk on the other end. And I grill them actually in 2 different timing sessions.
That would be good. You know how to get a perfect diamond on your chicken breast?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
Okay. So what you would do is you take your point. So if you have your chicken breast and you the long end towards the bottom, you want to put that at 5 o'clock. So if look at a clock and you put it more at 5 o'clock and after about 3 to 4 minutes, you flip it to 7 o'clock. And then you would flip it over to the other side and do 5 and 7. You have a perfect diamond.
Well, it's all
you
about timing, isn't
woman
it?
Happy. You know, girls love their diamonds, right?
Right, right.
Now, yeah. I just gave you a pointer. Now you need to go make that for Mo.
Oh, you've been listening to the Disselcones.
No, but I'm just saying, though, you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your palate third. I mean,
exactly.
It's got to look good, man. It's got to look good.
You got to make it look good.
Right. I know, yeah. Barbecue Bob, when you cook in volume, sometimes you can't do that. But if you're doing that little one-off.
Oh, no, I understand that. I just simply mutilate those chicken breasts so I don't have a point on mine when I'm done. Well, and you could actually do that same recipe with a skin-on, bone-on breast as well, which
yes,
I absolutely prefer over the skinless, boneless Costco version.
Yeah, but everybody has them. You know, I mean, that's one of the questions that you get when you talk to anybody about the grill is like, man, my chicken dries out every time I try to grill it, and, you know, here's an answer.
You go up to Sobey and get some of those Amish chicken breasts he's got.
Yeah, bring your truck because they're huge.
Yeah. That chicken, they had to put it down with an M16.
Yep. Hey, Andy, are you super busy this morning, or can you stick by for the next segment?
I can stick by.
All right, man. We're going to put you on hold because Conrad's waving his hands at me. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.